I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold. Not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the WWE WrestleMania episode of the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast. We're currently here on April 6th, the morning, the afternoon, the early afternoon of WrestleMania Night 1. We're excited. Mia, say hello to everybody.
What's up, everybody?
You can say it again.
What's up, everybody?
All right, guys. It is day one, night one of WrestleMania. This has been a highly, highly anticipated premium live event, as we all know. It is the biggest thing in wrestling. Right now, we're currently watching the Pat McAfee show. We got Cody Rhodes coming out with Michael Cole, Boston Connor, that stooge, and what's his name?
I don't know.
Okay, I forget. I forget their names. I haven't watched it in a long time, but the Patrick McAfee show, WWE WrestleMania, Mia, 2024. This is your third anniversary of WrestleMania, of being a fan?
No, it was the first.
What do you mean?
April 1st.
Oh, April 1st was your third. Okay. April 1st was your third year anniversary, but your third WrestleMania.
My third WrestleMania.
Guys, it's going to be an exciting one. As we all know, the build has been real. It's been legit. I don't know if anybody knows what's going to happen tonight. I don't know if anybody has expectations for what's going to happen tonight. I sure don't. I just want to kind of go in there, enjoy every match for what it is, and, you know, hope for the best when it comes to the main events. But those main events, the stipulations, everything, we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about it. Guys, at the end of the episode, we will be playing a song by D.I.G., No Shine. The music video is out now on Rumble. It's out now on Facebook. Did a thousand views in one day. So go check it out on Facebook. Go check it out on Rumble. You guys can, you know, it was edited by myself. It was edited, cut and mixed and recorded by Rye Lowe. And it was produced by Chach with the Heat. So let's get into what we're really here to talk about. Let's start talking about some wrestling. Mia, do you have the match cards?
Yep, I have them right here. Do you want me to just read them out first?
Yeah, go ahead and start wherever you want to, but start with the Ray.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so first match, we have a tag team match between Santos Escobar, Dominic Mysterio versus Rey Mysterio and Andrade, right? It's him? Okay. And then we have a six-woman tag team match. We have Damage Control, Dakota Kai, Kairi Sane, and Asuka versus Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill. Then we have a six-pack ladder match for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. We have The Awesome Truth, which is Miz and R-Truth. We have Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, DIY, which is Johnny Gargano and Ciampa, and then what's this guy's name? Listen. I know it's Tyler, but I don't know.
Tyler Bates.
I had it right.
He's
Tyler
new.
Bate and
I haven't learned him
Pete
yet.
Dunne. And then we have the champs, which is Finn Balor and Damian Priest of the Judgment Day. Then we have Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. We have Sami Zayn versus Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship. Then we have Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley for the Women's World Championship. And then we have the main event, Roman Reigns and The Rock versus Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes.
And that was what, night one, or that was both nights
that
combined?
That was night one.
That was night one. Okay, get into night two and let's talk. Just read off the matches for night two, and then we'll get into each night separately.
Okay, so night two has Montez Ford, Angelo Dawkins, and Bobby Lashley versus the Final Testament, which is Karrion Kross, and then these two guys. I have no idea what their names are.
The AOP, the Authors AOP. Of Pain.
Then we have LA Knight versus...
I think it's Akam and Razor.
Akam, I have no idea.
And Razor, I think. Go ahead, keep going.
Then we have Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, and Logan Paul for the United States Championship in a triple threat. Then we have Bayley versus Io Sky for the WWE Women's Championship.
One of my favorites this weekend.
Me too. Then we have Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Another banger.
Then we have the main event, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns for the WWE Championship.
All right, guys. I don't. The way I have them in my iPad, Mia, I don't. I'm not really sure that they're spread. I mean, like they're separate for night one and night two.
I sent them to you separately.
Okay, perfect. So everything that was in the first one is night one.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's just in reverse. So we're going to talk about. Guys, you heard it. You heard the amount of matches. You heard the amount of star power on each of those. You know, the amount of stars that are at WrestleMania in Philadelphia. If anybody doesn't know, this is live Saturday, April 6th, and Sunday, April 7th, 7 Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. And this is a premium live event streaming on Peacock. And I think anywhere else. On WWE Network, or it might just be on Peacock exclusively for everybody. It doesn't say this time as it usually does, but let's get into the first match of the night and let's get into what we're talking about. Before we do that though, this is going to be a two segment episode, guys. We're going to do night one, segment one. We're going to do night two and segment two. And I guess before we really get into it, Caitlin Clark is out now on Spotify by DIG. I'll go run the numbers up on that too. And let's keep making some money. So let's talk about the first match. Mia, go ahead and read it off again.
Okay,
and first, I will lead it off with who I think is going to win.
Okay, so first match, we have Santos and Dominic versus Andrade and Rey Mysterio.
So I don't know who. I want Dom to win. I want Santos to win. I don't know that they would have Rey Mysterio not win at WrestleMania, but what I do want to see is the Dominic Mysterio, Rey Mysterio feud extended into next year. So no matter what happens, I would like to see Dom and Rey continue their story into next year. Not have it just completely cut off and pick it up next year's WrestleMania. No, just let it roll and just let it keep happening, I guess. But as far as who I think is going to win, they would have a lot from putting Dragon Lee over. They would have a lot from putting Santos over.
It's not Dragon Lee.
What do you mean? Oh, it's not Dragon Lee, right? So it's Rey Mysterio and Andrade. The picture, guys. I'm sorry. Good job, Mia. Good catch. Rey Mysterio and Andrade versus... Oh, that's a different story then. Looking at this, I was thinking Dragon Lee. But with Andrade, I think Rey Mysterio and Andrade are going to take it. But again, I hope they extend the story with Rey and with Dom. And I hope at next year's SummerSlam, we see like, you know, some big Mysterio match. But I do think that Andrade and Rey Mysterio will take this one.
I think I'm going to go with the same answer.
The same thing?
Same thing.
Yeah, I think they'll have a lot more to gain from elevating Andrade than they will Santos or Dom at this point. And then, of course, well, Rey beat Dom. When they fought at WrestleMania, oh, yeah. 2 years ago. Maybe they give it to him back. Maybe they give it to Santos and Dom. Maybe they keep building LWO as the heel faction. Because Elektra's going to be there.
Elektra. I saw
Berto a thing. And Angel will be there.
I saw a thing last night that was saying people are thinking that Carlito is going to be there. And he's going to turn on Rey, costing him the match against Santos and Dom.
I think we've all seen signs from Carlito. Him being the only one there when Dragon Lee was hurt, that's usually a typical telltale that this guy just jumped him and then the camera was like, hey, you just jumped this guy. But Carlito, he's selling it. And then have you noticed he's wearing all black as well?
He's been wearing
I mean, don't get me wrong. LWO, they've always worn the black t-shirt with the black pants or whatever. But I don't know. Something about the facial expressions right now. Something about his demeanor. Something about the way he's reacting to, you know, the security was kind of questioning, like, what was going on? He's like, I don't know. I just got here. I don't know. Something's just, like you said, it's giving betrayal. So I feel like I forgot about that, but that is something that can come into play. Rey Mysterio gets turned on by Carlito. Maybe Carlito joins the Legado. That'd be something. Andrade and Zelina, you know, they're doing their thing. Rey is kind of in and out here and there. Like, LWO is kind of like on the brink. So Carlito needs to figure out something. So if he turns, I wouldn't be surprised tonight. So I'm going to go with with that factor, I'm going to have to switch my answer.
I'm staying with... You're going to stick? Oh, I've never gone against Santos.
I'm going to switch my answer because I think if Carlito ends up interfering... No, I'm not. Okay, I'm going to stick. Because if Carlito ends up interfering, it's going to be like this big moment where it's like, damn. But I think Andrade will be enough to still get them over.
Yeah.
And still get the W over Legado and Dom. So that being said, I'm going to stick with Rey. I'm going to stick with Andrade. And I'm going to say that they're going to end up winning it, regardless of interference from everybody that's going to end up coming out.
Me too. I'm sorry, Santos.
You agree? You agree?
Yeah.
Okay. So next match that we got is we got, what do you want to talk about? The six pack? Sammy and Gunther? Or do you want to talk about the three on three between Damage Control and the big three?
Let's talk about the six pack match. I'm excited for that one.
Okay. So, six-pack ladder match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. We got The Awesome Truth, which is comprised of The Miz and R-Truth. We got The New Day, who is Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. We got A-Town Down Under, which is Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. We got The Judgment Day defending their championships. That's Finn Balor and Damian Priest. We got DIY, The New DX, Johnny Gargano, a.k.a. Shawn Michaels, and Tommaso Ciampa, a.k.a. Triple H. And if you watch wrestling, you get that. Shout out to R-Truth. And then, of course, we got, what's their team name?
The
Tyler Bates
something
and
Republic.
Pete Dunne. New Catch Republic.
Yeah.
New Catch Republic. That is Tyler Bates and Pete Dunne. Such a new team, I haven't really, and that's because they've been pushing them, so I guess that's on me, but it's just really not something that I'm really that interested in. So I guess from the jump, I'm gonna cross out Tyler Bates and Pete Dunne. I would be very surprised if they give it to DIY over Judgment Day, A-Town Down Under, Awesome Truth, or New Day, but I think they would give it to DIY before New Day, so I'm going to cross out New Day. There's a couple ways they could go with this. They could go the funny route with I think R-Truth is money right now.
For sure.
I think R-Truth is money right now. The Miz, you can always put another title on his record, on his resume. DIY, I think, is the most constant and complete tag team outside of the New Day. The Judgment Day, obviously, they're the champs. You know, they can keep the belts. I don't think Damian's going to keep the belts going into... this is WrestleMania. Sorry.
I forgot he has the briefcase.
Yes, he does. So, I'm going to go, simply as a fan, I'm going to go with A-Town Down Under because Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, those are my guys. We've talked about them from the beginning. But my second, and what I think Triple H is going to do, is DIY.
And can I talk about my theory?
Go ahead and talk about it.
I think I'm either going with Austin and Grayson, or if this is true, the Hardy Boys actually do come back tonight, I'm going for the Hardy Boys. But there's so many signs that they're coming back. Matt Hardy was at Raw, the Raw after the Houston show. His wife, Rebby Hardy, has been posting about WWE, has been reposting their stuff, has been liking their stuff. She refollowed them on Instagram. Matt Hardy was just on a show recently, and he was talking about how his AEW contract is ending, and he might not re-sign it. The Hardy Boys have been tired of their booking in AEW, and Jeff Hardy just got hurt. So that could be a way they're just playing it off so they can come back. Let's be honest. So if the Hardy Boys come back, I'm going with the Hardys. But right now, I think I'm going for Austin and Grayson.
That's a theory I haven't seen. As we know, Mia made it. She's our residential internet dirt sheet explorer. Being 3 years in, you know, everything's fairly new to her. Everything's still what's going to happen. I haven't heard anything about the Hardy Boys. I didn't even know any of that stuff about Rebby, about Matt's contract. So that's why you're here. Because, you know, while we're dropping bangers on Spotify at DIG, we have our, as I said, our residential statistician, which is Mia. And, you know, she keeps us on our toes. She makes us remember that we have to continue being on our toes. So if the Hardy Boys come back, that will be cool, because I would love to see how Triple H packages the Hardy Boys, specifically and especially Jeff. I don't think so, because 1, 2, 3, 4, there's already 6 teams. But if they do, if somebody gets attacked, if somebody gets jumped, if something happens, that'd be cool.
But they did that 1 year where they already had all the teams, but surprise, there was a new entrance and they came out.
And then Austin Theory did enter the Money in the Bank
last minute
as another contestant too. That'd be cool. That'd be interesting. I mean, it does look like there's kind of a space in this image. There looks like there's a space right above for another team. But hey, it's WrestleMania season. We're overthinking everything. This is the opportunity to do so before it starts. So
if they don't show up, I'm disappearing.
I think we're gonna need a break once WrestleMania ends, anyways. Because all I'm saying is that if Damian Priest cashes in on Cody Rhodes and or Roman, the world is gonna
explode.
It's gonna explode, because that would be crazy. But guys, don't act like I haven't been sitting here telling y'all this whole time. Have we not talked about Damian Priest from the start of this year? We've said don't sleep on him as a dark horse, because everybody thinks it's gonna be Braun, everybody thinks it's gonna be Cody, everybody thinks it could be LA, this person, and everybody's forgetting about Damian Priest. Every day, more and more, he's looking more like a prototype carbon copy of The Undertaker. Just obviously like The Undertaker from, where is he from? The Dominican or from Puerto Rico? Or
he's from Puerto Rico.
From Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. Like, his moveset is starting to resemble The Undertaker. I don't think Judgment Day is going to retain. Something's going to happen that they're not going to be able to. I don't think they keep the titles tonight, after tonight, but I'm going with A-Town Down Under.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So next match, we're going to talk about the Big Three versus Damage Control, or we could talk about Sami Zayn versus Gunther.
Let's talk about Sami and Gunther.
I was going to say the same thing. Let's talk Sami. Okay. This one's easy for me. Gunther.
I'm going Sami.
Okay. Sami was a great and IC champion. I won't lie. I will give him that. Can he take down Gunther?
I mean, if you saw on Raw, he was hurt, but he still got up and tried fighting Gunther.
That's not always a great thing. But the thing about Gunther is that somebody can do that where they get up and they still try. They're still going to try. But Gunther just gives them another powerbomb. Gives them another, you know what I mean? And Gunther's dominant 600 days as Intercontinental Champion is insane. But do you take him from the mid-card and do you elevate him to the, like, you know, the World Championship picture starting next year? Or do you continue that reign and do you get him, you know, into 800 days? I'm going Gunther because I think it's a little early for him to be elevated. A lot of people would disagree with me, but he's doing really good things as an Intercontinental Championship. I want to see him, you know, have Imperium turn on him or something like that, and then, you know, fight one-on-two against them, or I don't know. I want to see some crazy things with Gunther before he goes and, like, faces Roman, faces, like, for a world championship. But But because if he does face them, I'm gonna want him to win. I'm gonna want him to have a year long title run, and I'm not ready for that after Roman. I'm not ready for a 2 year title run after Roman. If Cody wins, I anticipate he gets a year, something like that. But I'm going Gunther. This one's not hard for me.
I'm going Sammy.
Sammy?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Final answer, Sammy.
Heart and mind both think Sammy?
Heart and mind think Sammy.
Same, I think Gunther. Okay, that was a good one. The next thing we're going to talk about, we could either talk about the brotherly, you know, in the city of brotherly love, we got a battle of the brothers. We got Jey Uso. We got Jimmy Uso. Let's talk about Jimmy and Jey Uso, and then we'll talk about the big three in damage control.
Okay.
So Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso. I think this one's pretty simple for both of us. It's yeet and no yeet. Yeet or no yeet? Yeet.
I'm going no yeet.
No yeet? I'm going Jey Uso all day. This has been known from the beginning of when we started this podcast that I'm a main event Jey Uso guy. You're a Jimmy Uso girl. I think this one's as simple as that, and that's why it's a good thing that we went with this one first. Any surprises? There won't be no help.
Are you sure?
Cody's not going to come out. Solo won't, you know, or what do you think?
What me and Pam were talking about the other night is that We kind of have a feeling that if Jimmy gets the win, it's going to be because the bloodline cheats for him. It's probably going to be Solo. Unless, like I was saying, if they don't help Jimmy and Jimmy ends up losing, that's going to kind of lead Jimmy to leave the bloodline. To like start like drifting away from the bloodline.
They'll definitely give Jimmy the Jey Uso treatment if he loses, I think.
Yeah. I think, personally, I think Jimmy's the better star right now out of the two of them. For sure, because
I think they're both really, really hitting it right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Jey Uso started off slow. Jimmy's been consistent from the day that they split up. And I think that's what separates them right now. What you're seeing is that Jimmy was, from day one, a star. He was selling top merchandise. He was putting on great matchups. He fought John Cena, you know what I mean, on a SmackDown. Like, and then his character has been solid from day one to now. Jey Uso, on the other hand, kind of got lost in the Cody Rhodes story.
He got put into a tag team.
Right away. His character wasn't really translating. He had a lot of little hiccups at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But I think after he did win the championship with Cody, and they had that interview where, you know, the that interview, something changed. I think people got to see Jey Uso for who he really was. Mm-hmm. And once he put that on the screen, it was over. Because I think he came off like that from day one, but people were kind of like, this guy's just hyper, like he's just over hyper. And then you saw that's just him. And, you know, it personalized him and it made him a human and it humanized him. And all of a sudden you're able to relate, like with that guy, it's just like, ooh, yee, yee. Like, I love Jey. I'm going main event Jey Uso. Everything about Jey, the glasses. I got my glasses made, guys. I got glasses like Jey Uso. I'm putting them on right now. I wrote gifted on them because, you know, I should have put yeet for the moment, but you know, hey, we're still out here repping Designed Individually Gifted. Y'all go follow me on Spotify at DIG, Rumble at Designed I Gifted. Y'all know, but we got our glasses gifted, GIF on one side, TED on the other side. Now I'm rocking them. It's main event Jey Uso's time. I think that he would have beat Gunther for the IC Championship. Jimmy Uso hasn't been put in any championship matches. I think that Jey Uso.
Yet.
Facts. I think that Jimmy needs to win, but I think my heart wants Jey to win. I don't think Jey will win, but I'm going for Jey because Jay's my guy, and I'm not gonna, for the sake of the yeet, no yeet, we'll go, I'm going Jey. That's my final answer.
I'm going Jimmy, heart and mind, Jimmy's winning.
And you think there will be interference?
I think so. I have a feeling, but I think Jimmy can do it on his own.
Speaking of the Hardys, this is the third brother versus brother match that the WWE has experienced. This is WrestleMania 40. The last time was WrestleMania 25. And before that, I think it was WrestleMania 10 or 15, something like that.
It was Bret
and Owen.
And Owen Hart, then Jeff and Matt Hardy. And then now Jimmy
and Jey Uso. So, easy. I'm going Jay.
I'm going Jimmy.
Okay. Yeet. No yeet.
No yeet.
The next match that we're going to talk about, guys, we're going to talk about Damage Control versus the new big three. We got Bianca Belair. We got Jade Cargill. And we got Naomi taking on Damage Control, which is Dakota Kai, Kairi Sane, and Asuka. This is not for the championship. This is not for the tag championships. It's a straight 3-on-3. And this one is easy for me as well because Dakota Kai, I'm always going to go Dakota. So Damage Control.
I think I've been so excited for this match since they like announced it. I kind of have a feeling Dakota is going to turn on Damage Control. Or I feel like she's going to just leave them on their own.
She's
going
to see that they're about to lose everything.
Yep, and then she's gonna...
Because it would be Io, Kairi, and Asuka after that.
Yeah. I think that's...
I hope so. Dakota Jade, needs a singles run.
Yeah. Jade, Bianca, and Naomi are gonna be kind of, like, dominating the whole entire match. And then, like, Dakota, it's kind of do what she did with Bayley, where she leaves them when they're about to tag in. And then she goes on her own.
Never trust Dakota Kai.
Never trust, and Dakota Kai should not be in the same sentence. But I'm going the big three.
And like I said, I think the big three is gonna win because Bianca's undefeated at WrestleMania and she's legit. Dakota isn't Bianca yet, or maybe never even will be athletically. I think she's better on the mic than Bianca. But athletically, Bianca's light years better than her. But how much better is Bianca than Asuka is going to be the question. How much better is Dakota than Jade, if any at all? And then, of course, Kairi and Naomi, because that's how I kind of position them, star power-wise. I think Asuka and Bianca are really, you know, comparable. I think Jade being new, Dakota being new, comparable. You need to see what from each of them. I mean, not new, we know Dakota Kai or whatever, but you know what I'm saying. And then Kairi and Naomi kind of being like the, you know, the...
Yeah.
So I'm going Damage Control though, because like I said, Heart, Damage Control, mine big three, because I think Jade Cargill and Bianca and Naomi are going to put on a show. But man, I want Dakota Kai to get a win at WrestleMania. But I guess her just being there is already a win. So if she loses, still a win. But I'm going Damage Control.
I'm going the big three. Also, it's Jade's debut WrestleMania match. Are they really going to have her be losing her debut match?
What I think they're going to do is I think they're going to have Jade go undefeated as well for a few years. And all of a sudden, Bianca's going to be 6-0. Jade's going to be like 3-0, and then they're going to have like a pretty solid matchup where, you know, she's going to be 2-0, Bianca's going to be 5-0, something like that. But, yeah, so you're going big three?
Going big three. Asuka and Bianca are going to be the MVPs of this match, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, big facts. And Kairi.
Maybe.
Because Kairi's always down to do, like, she'll crazy jump stuff from the top rope, like, and put somebody through a table. So, next match. Final two matches for night number one. We got Becky Lynch versus Rhea. This one's actually for the Women's World Championship. And then we got the absolute biggest tag team match in WrestleMania history. We got the Tribal Chief, the head of the table, Roman Reigns, teaming up with his cousin, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who, by the way, guys, regrets his endorsement for President Joe Biden, just so y'all know. Y'all take with that what y'all will, but I'm just letting y'all know. Biggest tag team matchup in WrestleMania history. Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes, the Freaking Nightmare versus the Bloodline, the Final Boss and the Tribal Chief. Explain the implications. Explain the, what is it, the stipulations on this match. Because if Seth and Cody lose, it's Bloodline rules in night two with Cody and Roman. Cody's crazy. He just did a cartwheel on
Stardust.
Yeah, that was very star. I don't like when he does that. But we're watching the Cody Rhodes interview. It just finished. He did a cartwheel and then he did like a, I don't know, it was just a hand sign, but it was kind of a Stardusty. But that I hope that's Stardust. Not the direction they're going. You know, so biggest tag team match in WrestleMania history. This one is absolutely tough. This one might, I've said this two other times before, it was Brock Lesnar and Cody Rhodes, and it was Roman and Brock. I don't know who's going to win.
Me either.
We saw a glimpse of what the Bloodline roles could be when Seth Rollins took on Solo Sikoa in a Bloodline roles match. I don't think that was anything compared to what it would be if it's Cody and Roman alone in a Bloodline rose. So which way they're going to go with this, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to make Cody go through the absolute gauntlet. I don't know if they're going to have them win and like have the entire locker room come help and, oh, Cody gets his one-on-one. I don't know. When it comes to the WWE, none of us know, because they could very much have him go through the Bloodline rose match by himself and, you know, empty the entire locker room to try to help him in night two. There's people talking about that, like, Brock Lesnar could come back. There's people saying Stone Cold could come back to help John Cena. Like,
John Cena's not busy this weekend.
Yeah, they're saying, like, they might empty the house to help Cody Rhodes win, you know, if he gets to that match and all of a sudden it's Bloodline rules, because the Bloodline's big, you know. So it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see it. I hope. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even know who to choose, because I simply don't know what's going to happen. But if I'm going with my heart, obviously, you see, I don't even know, because I don't know if I would rather see Cody get his one-on-one or if I'd rather see him go through the fire.
I don't even know. Can I just say that I predicted this team happening? That I predicted Seth and Cody happening since I first started watching wrestling, and they stole my ideas.
What do you mean?
When I remember whenever I first started watching wrestling and the feud between Cody and Seth happened, I remember telling you, oh, I want them to be a tag team. I want them to be a tag team. They were a tag team on my wrestling game. So technically they copied me.
They copied your intellectual property.
Exactly.
So, we're going to give it to you first. Let's see if you have an easier time with this one. Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins versus the Final Boss and the Tribal Chief. Who wins?
I'm going Seth and Cody.
Like that? Easy?
Easy.
So you think Cody's going to get his one-on-one versus Roman?
I think that's the thing. I don't know, because my heart wants
Cody. The one-on-one.
And my heart wants Cody to finish the story. But there's something in me that's telling me that Roman's gonna win night two.
Let's talk about that. I'm glad you went there. Guys.
Went where?
Let's not forget. We could save it for the second segment. No, let's just go there. Guys, let's not forget how long Roman Reigns has been a champion.
My whole entire WWE watching.
4 years, guys. 1,300 days. So when somebody looks at that, they look at it from two sides. They say, well, it's been long enough. It's time for a change. Or the much, much scarier and possibly more realistic answer is Cody Rhodes just a chapter in the Tribal Chief's movie, in his book? Is Cody Rhodes only here to be a stepping stone for Roman Reigns to get further along in his story and inevitably and ultimately get 2,000 days as champion? That's a year and a half more. That's him making it to next year's WrestleMania. and then to SummerSlam. Or what's Rumble?
What do you mean?
The Rumble's halfway through the schedule?
Oh, yeah.
So the Rumble, Extreme Rules, or whichever one's like right in the middle, you know, if he gets to WrestleMania and wins next year, he loses it sometime immediately after. But what happens, guys? Who knows where this story is going? And I guess as wrestling fans, we got to kind of take advantage of that, because it's been a long time since we've ran into matches where you have no idea what's going to happen. The Vince McMahon era was very much, this is going to happen. This is who's going to win. That person's going to go this way. That person's going to do this. Everybody knew 2 weeks leading into WrestleMania what was going to happen. Here?
You have no idea what's going
to
happen.
I don't know. I don't know if Cody has done enough to deserve a one-on-one with Roman. Or if they say, your final task is to go through this beep whooping that we're about to put you through in night two. And if you can handle it, the company's yours.
I
know.
I have no idea, honestly. I know. Like I said, Roman, if Roman ends up pulling it off both nights, I will officially stop doubting the tribal chief. I'll call him my tribal chief, and I'll put my one in the air if he wins.
For the first time in 3 years.
First time in
3 years. She will acknowledge the tribal chief if he wins tonight. And be, for things like that, my mind will not allow me to say Cody all the way. So if I'm rooting for Cody, I'm rooting like, I'm like 60% like sure he would win. But if you really think about it, and once you start looking at the bigger picture, I'm like, it kind of shrinks down to like 31%.
So where are we supposed to be talking about Rhea and Becky?
How did we get into the main event match without getting into the world championship match? What did we skip? Good catch, Mia. I don't know how that happened, but anyways.
Because you were flipping pages and you saw it and you're like, oh, let's talk about this
one. Yeah, that's cool. That's fine. That's fine. We can get to Becky and Rhea here in a bit. We all know that's a bigger match anyways. I'm kidding, but the man versus mommy is an intriguing story, though. I won't lie. They've done some great promo work leading up to this. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how this happened, guys. I'm sorry. I don't know how we're doing the main event as a co-main event right now. That's crazy, but that's our mistake. That's my mistake. But let's just keep going. For the sake of being a wrestling fan and being an absolute snob about storytelling and the entertainment aspect much more than the sport aspect of wrestling, I really, 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 really want to see Roman Reigns and The Rock win night one. And I want to see Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns in a Bloodline Rules match in night two. And I want to see what they can pull off in that night. And if he does pull it off, where is Damian Priest?
That yawn took it.
a lot to think about, a lot to go through. But for the sake of the podcast, you're going with the freaking nightmare?
I'm going with the freaking nightmare.
I'm going with the Bloodline. Cody, I love you. Cody, you're my guy. But if you're going to do it the same way with the Dallas Cowboys that I say, I don't want to beat teams with injured players. If we're going to beat y'all, we're going to beat y'all at your 100%. If for some reason Cody has a partner and it hinders his ability to win, if Seth Rollins becomes a distraction or he gets distracted or whatever the case and they lose somehow, Cody, don't cry going into that night too, bro. Don't be scared. It's the Bloodline rules, but go in there ready to fight 15 people on your own and go win it. And if you do, you will have the respect of the entire WWE universe.
So Roman can...
If you get Roman a lot of cheat, help...
But Cody can't...
He can't. No, he can't. if he gets a lot of help in night one and they win that match, you might have people who say, well, he had all this, all these people help him, which is
so does
obviously,
Roman.
Which, yeah, but Roman's a bad guy. He takes pride in the fact that he has people helping him. The story is that they need help. So you can't discount the fact that it's not like he shouldn't take the help. But if he goes through the bloodline rules and still wins, it'll be more respected by hardcore fans. I think what he was trying to do with the burning table and AEW, etc., is what he would accomplish similarly to when he fought in the Hell in a Cell. So I want to see the bloodline rules. Cody, I love you, but in night one, I'm rooting against you. Because I want to see the most absolute epic moment I could possibly see. And I think it'll come with the Bloodline Rules match in night two. But I want Cody to win. If he takes that one-on-one, I'll be happy. But that's what I'm going with for the sake of the podcast.
I'm going with Seth and Cody all the way. Just because I have my streak with Seth and I'm not turning on him like that.
You make me feel like a bad guy. This is the second time that I've turned on Cody. But you know who I haven't turned on?
Who?
No Diddy, but... Logan Paul. My streak with Logan like still going strong. We'll talk about him in night two. And I'm rooting for... I'm just going to say it now. Logan over Randy and KO for the night two segment. I mean, I'll just tell y'all right now. So, last matchup that we got to talk about. We got the Women's World Champion, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. We got Mommy versus The Man. I'm going for Rhea because I think her character is just too good to put a stop to right now. If you take the title from her, I don't know what happens. Becky Lynch is Becky Lynch regardless. Rhea Ripley is the champion, Rhea Ripley. And I think that Rhea has maybe another year, maybe 6 months with the title. And once she's finished, she'll be Rhea. She won't need the title. Becky doesn't need the title.
The title needs her.
The title needs Becky. I'm going with Rhea.
I'm going with Becky because I'm not... Rhea is turning into Roman, like I've said before, like I've told Ava, like I've told you. It's her character and her faction that's keeping her up right now. Because she doesn't defend the title. She defends the title only at pay-per-views. She barely wrestles on normal nights anymore. And Becky, if Becky becomes champ, she's going to be fighting every day, every week, every pay-per-view, every person in the locker room, just to give everybody, like she was, when she was NXT Women's Champion, she had more title defenses than Rhea did. And Rhea's held it for, what?
Over a year.
Over a year. And Becky only had hers for 42 days. And she defended it every time, every day that she had it. So I think, for the sake of the company, Becky's winning.
For the sake of the company, Becky's winning. And I think for the sake of the dollar, what's making money and in business, for the sake of the business, I think you keep the strap on Rhea and you see where she takes it. But I don't know how much further they're going to go with the Judgment Day gimmick. I don't know. Are they going to run it a whole another year till next WrestleMania? Are they going to fall apart soon? Who knows?
I think the tag team... Oh, I was going to say maybe that they lose it at the tag team and then that leads. But Rhea and Becky are opening up tonight. I think...
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. If Rhea loses, imagine if Damian loses his cash in. If Dom loses his match. If the guys lose their titles.
It's crumbling.
Everything will come to it.
And it's already been like...
First matchup will be Finn versus Damian.
Yeah, for sure.
Without a doubt.
If anybody's going to stay together, I think it's going to be...
Rhea
Finn
and Dom.
No, Finn and JD.
Oh, Finn and
those
JD.
Those two are going to stay together.
That'd be a good tag team.
And then everybody else is just going to go on their own.
I would hate to see Rhea and Dom, you know, that story end.
It's
but
really sad.
If that's what's going to happen, that's, I mean...
They've already been hinting at the breakup ever since Santos and Dom started hanging out with each other.
Andrade?
No, Dom and Santos. Whenever they started hanging out.
Yeah, when the first time.
and that they've already been, like, arguing about stuff more than usual.
Yeah.
And I think that's... I think Damian's going to fail his cash-in, and it's going to lead the Judgment Day to crumble.
That would be crazy. If we see a failed cash-in, I can't believe it. I can't believe he took this long. I could not... But where was he going to go? Nobody was able to take that champ. You're going to have to take it off Seth. You weren't going to take it off Gunther. Not with Imperium. You weren't going to take it off of Logan. He's barely even there.
Yeah.
You weren't going to take it off Roman, that's for sure, with all the help he has. It was either Seth or nothing. And with as much as they've been getting distracted by R-Truth, you know, JD, them not winning matches, like, I don't know if he's ready. I don't know if they have a plan. Man, it could very much be that he does fail his cash in, and that would be crazy, because we would enter into a world where Damian Priest, I think, starts to plunge rather than continue to rise.
But, I'm trying to do math in my head real fast.
But damn, do they make that much change in one night where whether Roman wins, do they have him cash in?
It's WrestleMania 40. Anything can happen.
XL, the largest WrestleMania of all time. I don't know, but I'm going Rhea. I'm going Rhea for the sake of, like I said, the story, the gimmick. That does make a lot of sense with the crumble of the Judgment Day. That is very, very likely to happen. But I just think that Rhea's, she's newer right now. And I like her more as a character at the moment. But I feel like we've seen everything from Becky. Feel like we've seen it. But I understand Becky was your first favorite wrestler, so it's Becky all day. But I'm gonna go Rhea.
I'm going Becky because she's my girl and she deserves it. I haven't been able to see her win a title at WrestleMania. My first WrestleMania, I witnessed her lose to Bianca Belair. It's my first heartbreak ever.
I remember that. So I'm going Rhea. You're going Becky. Final Becky, answer?
All the way.
Okay. All right, guys, and that is night one of WrestleMania XL. That is April 6th. That is Saturday, 7 Eastern. That's on Peacock in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Guys, if you are there, have a great time. I've been to one. It was one of the best experiences I've ever had. But, guys, as you know, we're going into a break. We're not doing ads on this break. We're going to play the newest song that we just dropped. Shout out to the Iowa Hawkeyes superstar, Caitlin Clark. Future number one, you know, overall pick in the WNBA. We just dropped a song called Caitlin Clark. Go check it out on Spotify. If not, here it is, and we'll catch you on the other side.
What you know about chats with the heat?
Not a damn thing.
Like I'm Caitlin Clark.
I feel like Caitlin Clark.
This my show, I feel like the greatest.
I feel like Caitlin Clark.
Whether underdog or the favorite.
I feel like Caitlin Clark.
Tell my mama, like, yeah, we made it.
I feel like Caitlin Clark.
From the outside, we make it rain.
I'm just not designed to
the top of the key, that step back three, I hit so automatic. Yeah, that's my time, I lace a Kobe step and cause a panic. My flow dramatic, I go cinematic. Shoot from the logo, cause I can, and I just might go demand me a lot of money. The best to do it at the level I do it, so put it all on the line. I might just step out and prove it, need me a ring. Not for me, but this for all of the team. You see the crossover, the jump shot, man, that's something to see. Like when you turn on your TV, I'm all that you see. Record breaking nominations, yeah, I'm living the dream. As if everything was for me, spell it out for me, baby. You know it's T-R-U-E, and it's us, so baby, what do you mean?
The best thing about me is that she knows I'm smart. Girl, I'm so superstar famous, feel like I'm Caitlin Clark. It wasn't like this where we came from, this was only the start. I'm a ball under the lights, feel like Caitlin Clark. She say the best thing about me is that she knows I'm smart. Girl, I'm so superstar famous, feel like I'm Caitlin Clark. It wasn't like this where we came from, this was only the start. I'm a ball under the lights, feel like Caitlin Clark. She say the best thing about me is my show, I feel like the greatest. Whether underdog or the favorite, tell my mama, like, yeah, we made it.
From the outside, we make it rain swish. Yeah. We shoot the lights out the gym with that 22. We throw them numbers up. Become a legend, historic, can't do no runner up. Inspire victory and change the game, we leveled up. Still shooting shots in the gym, with true, they know it's us. Man, I feel like the greatest, hold that congratulations. Cause this mission ain't over, this one require patience. That flick of the wrist, I feel like Gabby Marshall shooting swish. We breaking records along the way to a celebration. Back to back to back, drop another track. That's a classic, I bet Caitlin feel this one, so run it back. Only thing left to do is win it all. I score with legends like Stephen Curry, you know I ball.
The best thing about me is that she knows I'm smart. Girl, yeah, I'm so superstar famous, feel like I'm Caitlin Clark. It wasn't like this where we came from, this was only the start. I'm a ball under the lights, feel like Caitlin Clark. She say the best thing about me is that she knows I'm smart. Girl, yeah, I'm so superstar famous, feel like I'm Caitlin Clark. It wasn't like this where we came from, this was only the start. I'm a ball under the lights, feel like Caitlin Clark. Clark, I feel like Caitlin Clark. This my show, I feel like the greatest, feel like Caitlin Clark. When the runner dog or the favorite, feel like Caitlin Clark, you know?
Alright guys, that was Caitlin Clark by D.I.G., produced by Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. You can find that on Spotify at D.I.G. You can also find the official No Shine music video on Facebook at Designed Individually Gifted, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, Mia Made It, Catering with Grace, any and every page that we have, Day One Vibes, you guys know what it is, The Realest Underground Entertainment. Getting into night two, so I might as well, I'm just gonna disclose it. We ran into a technical difficulty. We were halfway done with the second segment, and we are an hour out from WrestleMania. So we're already 30 minutes late on the podcast, so this is going to be coming out as WrestleMania is starting, but here we are. We're going to persevere through. We're going to get ready. I'm going to get my baby ready. We're going to take off to go watch wherever we're watching. So guys, getting into the first matchup, we have the Pride, which is Bobby Lashley, Angelo Dawkins, Montez Ford versus the Final Testament, Karrion Kross, and Akam and Rezar. So this is a 3-on-3 matchup, a 3-on-3 fight. It is a Philadelphia street fight. Mia, who do you want to win? Who do you think's going to win? And what do you think's going to happen?
I have a feeling it's going to be the Pride, but I really want the Final Testament to win.
I think I like the Pride too. I like the Street Profits. I like Bobby. Bobby's kind of physically, like presentation wise, he's a very good wrestler. But I'm gonna go for the Final Testament because I like the aspect of Scarlett. I like that she's gonna play a part. The Pride has B-Fab, and that'll play a part too. We mentioned earlier when we were talking about possibly Ashanti the Adonis, you know, coming in and being somebody that, you know, helps the Pride and maybe joins the Pride. We haven't heard that anywhere. That's my own personal theory that I just wish would happen. But B-Fab has a connection to him, and, you know, maybe that could be something that could possibly happen. But I'm going to go with the Final Testament because I think promo-wise and everything they're doing cinematically, I think they are on point right now.
Yeah, for sure. They're probably my favorite faction at the moment.
So both of us are going Final Testament?
Final Testament.
First match. Second match, we got the randomly thrown together, LA Knight versus AJ Styles. But two big superstars, two big names, a giant matchup when it comes to WrestleMania, one worthy of WrestleMania. LA Knight, AJ Styles. I'm going to go LA Knight over AJ only because I think LA is ascending. Meanwhile, AJ has kind of hit a wall or hit a plateau in his WWE tenure, and he came back as a heel, extremely stacked, extremely jacked. I mean, you know, maybe he does take it. Maybe he goes and gets himself into the world championship picture before LA. But I think LA needs a resurgence, and soon. Way more than AJ.
Yeah, I agree. But I like AJ a lot. I've been liking him ever since, like, whenever he came back.
Yeah.
I've been invested in the AJ story. And the last podcast, the Royal Rumble one, uh-huh. I went for AJ in the Fatal 4-Way. I think I'm going to go for.
You're going to go with them again?
Go AJ here.
So AJ Styles, LA Knight. I got LA Knight.
I'm going AJ Styles.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Okay. The next matchup, guys, we got the United States Championship on the line. We got Kevin Owens, Logan Paul, and Randy Orton. This one is interesting because I think Randy Orton could play a part in it, and I think there's a possibility he could win. But Logan Paul, I've been on a streak selecting him, going for him, rooting for him, and I'm not going to break it the way I broke my streak with Cody Rhodes. So fake. So I'm going to go Logan. He also posted recently how he's quitting boxing and he's going to focus more on the WWE because he thinks he found where he belongs. So if he is really about that, I think Logan, we've said it before, he could become one of the greats of all time. So I'm going Logan.
I have like two for this one. I really want Randy just for like add to like his titles and stuff. Like, I just want to see Randy get a title. But like, I don't want Logan to lose his first title defense or like serious title defense.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's a good United States champion.
I think he's a great mid-card champion right now.
Yeah, I think he's one of the best.
And he already tried Roman. And yeah. He lost, gave him a good match, but he lost. He wasn't ready for the Universal Championship. Him and Seth would be crazy.
Him and Seth would be crazy.
That would be cool, but I'm not ready to see him lose a mid-card championship. I think he can hold on to it for another half year, maybe, you know, another few, maybe 3-4 PLEs or something like that, especially if he's going to be there.
Yeah, I want Logan to win. That's what I want. And I want him to, like, show everybody that he can push himself and that he's not, like, just, like, a dude who's famous because he came from YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
I want him to, like, show that he's a great wrestler and that this match, him winning, would prove himself.
Yeah. In a triple threat. And I would like to see what they would do with him storyline going forward. You know, the different stories he could get into.
He has
Logan Grayson needs a championship.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
he needs it.
Austin, he has Austin and Grayson with him.
He does.
So Austin and Grayson could easily help him win.
Yeah.
I think I'm going Logan.
You're going to go Logan?
I'm going to go Logan.
I'm going to go Logan, too. That one's easy. The next match that we have, guys, is for the WWE Women's Championship. We got Io Sky versus Bayley, the Royal Rumble winner for 2024. I think this one's easy for me, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Bayley.
Bayley.
Yeah, I like Bayley. I think it's time. It's been, what, 2-3 years since she's had a championship. Io's had a great run with Damage Control. I think Dakota Kai might do a little something in that Big Three match. And I think maybe she leaves Damage Control and maybe she comes and helps Bayley night two.
Maybe.
You know, you never know. We'll see. I hope that is what happens. But we love Bayley. And I think we're going to go with Pamela over Io Sky. Shout out to Bayley.
For sure.
Okay, so we got two matchups left to talk about. The final matchup, guys, everybody knows is Roman versus Cody. We already discussed it in great detail in the first segment. That one's going to be fairly quick. So let's talk about, let's talk about Roman and Cody first. Because we already talked about the bloodline rules stipulation. We talked about... We covered everything when it comes to Roman and Cody. Is Cody a chapter in Roman's story? Or does Cody represent a new era that is about to begin after WrestleMania 40? So, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the Universal Champion, including everything that we know about all the, you know, different interferences that are going to happen, everybody that's going to be involved. John Cena is supposed to be rumored to be in Philadelphia, and he might help. Brock Lesnar is supposed to be one of the names rumored that might come help.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You know, Seth will be there. Like, there's going to be a lot of people trying to come and dethrone Roman. It's going to be one of the craziest matches, I think, of the weekend by far.
I hope they use Ava with this.
That would be cool. That'd be cool, especially, you know, knowing The Rock's going to be there. Mama Rose is going to be there. that's going to add an even deeper aspect to it. In the first segment, for the sake of the podcast, I went with Cody, but here I'm going Cody because I think ultimately he needs to usher in a new era. I think 1300 Days was, you know, was really legendary, and I think Roman made his point. But I think the possibility is strongly there that Cody might be a chapter in Roman's story. But with all my heart, my pick is Cody, and we're going into the American Nightmare gimmick next year, taking it all around the world, every PLE, basically. And I look forward to it. I look forward to him defending the championship against people from their own home countries. The pops that people got from Puerto Rico and Australia, it kind of made me excited for, like, going in there as the American Nightmare into places like Australia, places like, you know, all these other places that they've gone and that they plan to go, France, Canada, etc. It'll be cool. It's something I think Cody could do. The politician gimmick, I think, would be pretty cool to go around the world. It'd be nice to see. Plus, doesn't he want to run for, like, president or something? Like, when Cody or...
He wants to be a politician.
A politician, so...
Not president.
It'll be cool. But I'm going Cody. I'm going Cody. I'm not even going to think about it.
I think... Dang it, I don't know. Because
You do the thinking for me, because I don't want... I'm going Cody.
Do I want Roman to lose the title? You know how weird it's going to be seeing somebody else with the title?
Plus... Cody kind of wants to change the title back to the old title, and I don't want to see that.
What do you mean?
To the Eagle title, the one with the two wings.
Oh.
Stone Cold. Cody, no. Yeah, don't do that. I don't want to see that.
Don't do that, Cody. Please.
Make your own if you want to. Like, yeah. Come up with another one, but I mean, I don't want to see that, bro. I don't want to see them go 25 years back or whatever. Like,
I just don't know if I'm ready to say bye to Roman, because he said... In the documentary, this is the first time he's actually bringing it up now, which is making me think, dang, he's going to lose it. He said in his little documentary that he had that the moment he loses the title, he's gone.
Yep.
He said that's his last match. He's leaving. So I think that him bringing that up is like kind of, it's coming to an end.
Plus,
soon.
Cody just extended his contract.
Cody did
so that
just...
could either mean that Cody's in for the rocket being put on his back and he's going to carry the company for the next 2-3 years, or that this year isn't his year.
But Cody doesn't win, I'm crying again.
If Cody doesn't win, I don't know how he ever gets back up there.
I'll prepare myself.
I mean, unless they're going to, because he would be, if he loses, that'd be 0-2. You'd have to be Roman two times to even, like, and that's not going to happen. Roman's too smart for that. I'm going to go Cody because I have to.
There's no way I don't go without Cody.
I'm going the American Nightmare.
Sorry, Roman.
So the final matchup that we're going to talk about is Seth freaking Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the Men's World Heavyweight Championship.
I'm scared.
This one is... I don't even think that this is going to be something that Seth loses because Drew is straight up better than him. I think Seth has chewed off way more than he can handle, his body can handle. And I think when it comes to Drew McIntyre having to fight him, I don't know if he's going to be able to, you know, he had the Bloodline Rose match last week, like, he's been going through a lot, so it's going to be difficult for his body to maintain a full match with Drew McIntyre. But I'm not picking Drew McIntyre. I'm going Seth freaking Rollins, and I want to continue seeing the Seth freaking Rollins character exactly what it is. But does Seth step away, get his back taken care of, get his knee taken care of, get all his injuries taken care of? Does he come back even better?
That's why I don't want him to lose, because then he's going to leave.
I agree. But, you know.
I don't know how I'm going to do that.
There's a lot of people who think that Drew's going to, he's going to carry that championship into next year, that it's his time to get that. It's his time to get that opportunity. where he gets his win in front of a championship. I mean, he gets his championship in front of a crowd, in front of an audience. But it's hard for me to go against Seth Rollins because he's a fighting champion. He's proved he can do it hurt. He proved he can do it tired. He proved he can do it twice. I mean, I want to go Seth, but something about Drew just makes me feel like he might be the next one to be ready to hold it. So you go ahead and choose first because I know where you're going.
I'm going Seth because of my streak with Seth.
And because I knew you were going to do that, I'm going to go with Drew for the sake of contrasting you. So I'm going to go with Drew because I think Seth has a lot of injuries that first night's match is going to really, really impact him. They're going to go through a lot.
I like Drew, or I liked Drew when I first started watching. He was my first action figure, guys. This match was my first action figure.
Drew and Seth.
And I think I don't want to see him as champ right now. That's the thing. But if he wins, it'll be like a cool like change to everything.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to see him going against people like CM Punk or something, or just the people he doesn't like seeing him and Jay.
Yeah.
Or.
And he'd be a fighting champion.
True. And two fighting champions back to back. That would be good. But I'm thinking if Drew wins, that's Damian's going to cash in on this title. I don't think he's cashing in on the big title.
I don't know if he'll win it still, but.
But still, it's a cash in.
Yeah, he would try. He might try to. He might try to cash in on both. He might try to cash in here, not get it, and then try to cash in on Cody.
Next one.
At the end of the night. All I know is it's going to be a hectic WrestleMania, but I'm going Drew for the sake of contrasting you.
I'm going Seth.
All right.
All the way.
Guys, that concludes the WrestleMania episode for the 3ND Signs and Sports podcast featuring Mia Made It. We will see you guys very soon. I hope y'all enjoy y'all's WrestleMania. We're going to go get ready. Got to get Ian ready. Shout out to him for making a guest. Oh, he didn't make a guest appearance because we had to cut it out. But guys, thank you. Thank you for tuning in again. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the holiday season the next 2 days. It's going to be a great, great, great pay-per-view. I hope everybody enjoys it. And Mia, is there anything else you want to say?
Just everyone have fun. Shout out to one of my good friends, Sophia, from school. She listens to every episode.
Shout out.
Every single episode. Like, not just the wrestling ones. She listens to every one of them. And just to my friends at school for supporting this.
Shout out to Sophia and her friends at school, because they're going to be the ones that put this platform over, because they're going to be the ones that show their friends and, you know, grow up with it, and they're going to follow it as it grows, as it builds, as it becomes something more than what it is right now. So, guys, like we said, enjoy the weekend. Have fun. This has been the WrestleMania episode of the 3ND Signs and Sports podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify. And I guess we'll catch you on the next one. Before we go, I forgot. Guys, at the end of the episode, I told you we were going to have a song, No Shine, by D.I.G., produced by Chach with the Heat. The official music video is out on Facebook under Design Individually Gifted, and it is now out on Rumble, rumble.com at Design I Gifted. That is Design I Gifted, no space. But I guess that's it for the show, right?
Yep.
All right, guys, we will catch you guys later. Enjoy the song, enjoy the weekend, and we will see you on the next one.
What you know about chat? We're just not designed the same.
Heavenly favorite, there's just something about the way I talk. I sleep a little just to do a lot. Big shot, wrist watch like we finally made it. I talk to God every day like I'm already famous. I say my prayers. prayers in the morning. My Aliza, we mourning. I text my mama that I love her while I'm out here recording. Cause I just hit the gas and I floor it. My vino, it ain't important. My shorty, I like a boring. She in London like she Lauren.
I'm gifted.
Or we could board a plane to France too. Or even Mexico with my bitch in a bad mood. Like, who are you? My girl's a baddie, bring her friends too. And they in college like a Ruger, they be 22. Shoot, yeah, my shot don't miss. I'm like Steph Curry, step back, watch that swish. I'm like Conor McGregor when I be talking my shit. Now my name around the world, checkmate, bitch. Lot of pressure put on me until I shine. Long nights in the studio grinding. Late nights, all the time, no shine. We been working, we gon' get it like it's go time. Lot of pressure put on me until I shine. Long nights in the studio grinding. Late nights, all the time, no shine. We been working, we gon' get it like it's go time. So many places I could take this verse, I swear to God. Should I talk about the cars or wanna close a God? Want a day off? Shit, probably not. I've been working too hard, cause Ian need a shot at getting money. Paper chasing come with hella honeys calling my phone. They be blowing up the group chat and Mia knows. Mia made it, is the next to blow. 200,000 Spotify streams, yeah, ho, in case you ain't know. Now I'm back in my zone, I'm about to kill it, everything is a go. Somebody get my phone, I gotta call Vogue. Cause my baby a model, then she hop out of her clothes. And she dip out in the rose, and you know how this shit goes. She a diva rock star, she be holding her own. Know the game, know the road, she be living the code. She know the deal when she get in the home. Get it or gone, know the deal, I be better alone. Cause lot of pressure put on me until I shine. Long nights in the studio grinding. Late nights, all the time, no shine. We been working, we gon' get it like it's go time. Lot of pressure put on me until I shine. Long nights in the studio grinding. Late nights, all the time, no shine. We been working, we gon' get it like it's go time. Lot of pressure put on me until I shine.